its current state on WKAR, and it is Wednesday, time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today, we learn about Tori Saves Christmas, a 24-hour play date that raises money to buy presents for kids in foster care. Joining us to talk about the story behind this unique fundraiser is event organizer Jeff Croft. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning.
And also Jim Paparella, the executive director of Child and Family Charities.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. So first of all, you describe, Jeff, this event as a 24-hour play date. What exactly does that involve?
Well, it involves bringing a lot of performers, entertainers, comedians, dancers to the Avenue Cafe on Michigan Avenue in Lansing to have some fun, have some laughs, play some great music, and just maybe blow off a little steam during the holidays.
How does the money-raising part come into it? Do people buy tickets to the event, or how does that work?
Actually, we encourage folks to show up and give with whatever they feel comfortable doing. There is no ticket at the ticketed event. It's just a matter of stopping by, playing around with us for a little while, maybe even getting up on stage, doing a little karaoke if they feel like it. But otherwise, it's really low-key.
Okay. Jim, what are some of the challenges that foster kids and foster families face around the holidays?
Well, as you might imagine, this is a difficult time of year for children in foster care. They're not in their natural environment. They may be relatively new into their foster care home and setting. And I heard a term one time that best describes foster children as they have divided loyalties and lost dreams. And so our mission each Christmas season is to try to make their holiday a special one and perhaps give them the kind of gifts that we would give our own children. Many of our foster parents are also have limited means, and the reimbursement they receive from the state to provide care does not cover expenses. So we reach out to the community and ask that they help us take care of these kids. And Jeff and Tori Saves Christmas is a big part of that effort, and we're very grateful.
How do you connect the kids who will be receiving the gifts with the folks at Tori Saves Christmas?
Our team of caseworkers and social workers will collect gifts wherever we can get them, and they will engage in home visits and make sure that the foster parents have the gifts to put under the tree on Christmas morning.
Jeff, I want to ask that brings up an interesting question. With people coming to this event, do you encourage people to bring actual gifts or not?
We don't. We try to answer the foster child's wish list, letters to Santa, and that sort of thing.
Okay.
We created it initially from the vantage point that often there are a lot of groups that are making donations of gifts and such to the children, but we kind of thought, well, so often those are very practical gifts. Mm-hmm. And we wanted the kids to dream a little. These are kids who deserve a chance to maybe forget about how tough things are going on around them and maybe smile and dream big for a while.
If you would, Jeff, tell us a little bit about the story behind this event. And I understand it's a pretty tragic one.
Well, the event was created in memory of my daughter. She drowned 3 years ago. And while we were struggling to try and deal with that loss, we came across a little video she'd made, wondering what we did or what her family did. She was going to be a documentary filmmaker, apparently.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. We wondered, and that was kind of a call to wonder what we would do following that. And we thought, why not remember her in a really great, fun way? She loved to play. She loved to be silly and give back.
Do you feel like, how do you feel that doing Tori Saves Christmas, how has that helped you with dealing with her memory and with healing?
I think it's also an opportunity for us and our friends and families in the community to remember her fondly and smile a bit. And like I said, be silly and enjoy her for that memory versus the loss.
Did she have a particularly silly favorite thing to do?
Oh, goodness.
or were there too many?
I think probably one of the most silly things she did, which caught us all off guard because she did silly things all the time, was when we learned that she'd named each nostril.
That's good. That's unique.
It was, but it also pretty much sums up who she was. She was always a little odd. Rarely did she have her shoes on the right feet. but she was always out there playing, having fun.
Wow. Okay. Now, Jeff, do you actually go out and buy the presents, or do you have other people doing that?
We family members and friends go out, and we buy the presents. We try to shop around and find the best deals to try and answer all of the really, you know, touching requests from the kids and try and help out. A couple years ago, we were able to track down a American Girl doll that looked like one of the foster kids.
Oh, wow.
And that one was a last-minute Hail Mary as it got in on Christmas Eve, but we got it to her, so that
was
great.
Wow. We're talking to Jeff Croft, the organizer of Tori Saves Christmas, and Jim Paparella, Executive Director of Child and Family Charities. And we're talking about, of course, Tori Saves Christmas, which is this Friday, December 5th at the Avenue. Jim, what kind of response do you get from the kids who receive these presents?
It's amazing. I recall a few years ago, some kids came into care Christmas Eve, and they were very upset, having been rescued from a drug raid and detached. And as we looked for a foster home in the community to place them, I had a chance to spend some time being one of the few people left at the agency that evening.
Oh, my gosh.
And we settled them down, and then they started to cry again. I asked them what was the matter, and they said that they were afraid Santa Claus wasn't going to find them. And so Santa Claus did find them in a very big way, and that's what these kids take from the community of support and angels of mercy like Jeff. And we're very grateful. We've got some giving trees also around the community in some area businesses, and we distribute wish lists that are actually written by the children to give to adults that want to shop for a child.
Well, and I think that makes a lot of sense, too, because I think it's hard for us in the older generation to really be in touch with exactly what it is that they have their special codes, those kids, mm-hmm. of what they really mm-hmm. are into. And it's hard, I think, to sometimes for us oldsters to not think that tube stocks are still cool, you know. Jim, what kind of response do you get from foster parents?
It's incredible. As I mentioned, they have to dig deep into their pockets as it is just to provide food and clothing. They feel very supported. We have a real a kinship relationship with our caregivers. I would be amiss if whenever I get a chance to talk in the community to put in a plug that we do need foster parents. We need more foster parents. A lot of our foster parents adopt the children in their care when they never thought of adoption. And then obviously they bond with a child who's not going to be returning to their biological home. And the rest is history. So we're always looking for interested people in the mid-Michigan area to be foster parents. Our website is www.childandfamily.org. And you can also like us on Facebook for more information. But it's very well received. They're very grateful for all that we do and what the community does.
Jeff, what was it about the format of a marathon performance of staying up all night? Well, maybe that's an inner child thing, kind of. But what appealed to you about that?
Well, first of all, I've been very fortunate to have a lot of friends within the performance community. And when we first started thinking about it, we couldn't necessarily think of how we could wrap our heads around who could get involved and who couldn't. Mm. And then I took inspiration from Second City in Chicago. They do a similar event down there, answering letters to Santa that are sent into the newspaper. And it seems like such a great way for everyone of all means or all capacities, whether as a performer, donating their time, or just a person who is of limited means who just wants to stop by and drop by a dollar, they get to interact and have a little fun.
How do you get performers to actually fill the whole 24 hours?
You know, it's not nearly as tough as you might think. There are so many giving and kind performers who, again, maybe don't have the means to donate money, but much like the little drummer boy, they donate the music for the presents. So it's great.
And is there, I assume there's a ready supply of coffee for...
There is. We've also, we
Staying
entice
awake.
Audience members this year with, we're going to put a new trivia competition, late night trivia. So, you know, maybe sleep deprived, but it will be trivia. And we've got local businesses have donated gifts for prizes.
Is there anything in this year's lineup that you're particularly looking forward to?
Well, I was really excited. A gentleman, John Herman, has been helping us every year with the sound and production, and he brought in a number of bands. And I'm really excited to say that The Lash is going to be opening for us.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Longtime Mid-Michigan favorites, The Lash. What perhaps do you think is the most unusual? Of course, this is obviously there can be some improv going on, you know, over the course of the event, but that you know of.
Sure. I would say the most unusual is the improv. That's always interesting. We've got some local professional comedians that come in and do a one-hour block of improv. So that tends to be the most unusual, although Robin Harris's late-night trivia could be very strange.
Okay. And finally, if people want to volunteer with Tori Saves Christmas, how can they get involved?
They can stop on by if they want to just, you know, man the table for us at the front door, if they want to come on stage and perform karaoke, or if they've got another talent that they just would like to share. We are going to have a family morning on Saturday morning, so we're encouraging folks to come read stories for the kids, participate in karaoke, which will be all family-friendly songs, not necessarily holidays, but they could be. And any other way, if they want to donate or if they can't make it by, they can also see it live streamed online. The Lansing Public Media Center has been kind enough to make that possible as well.
Oh, great. Okay. We've been talking to Jeff Croft, organizer of the Tori Saves Christmas fundraiser, and Jim Paparella, executive director of Child and Family Charities. Thank you both for bringing some magic into the holiday season this year.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure.